Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's about a bird's eye view, a critical analysis,
an assessment while leaving no stone or leaf unturned to get to the bottom of the matter, the core of the matter, the code of the matter, as far as the Most High is concerned and his people. But whether you realize it or not, we are coded. We're coded now that we do anything in a monstrosity manner, inhumane toward one another, the way we treat one another, the way we praise our Creator, or lack of, by all indication, because the evidence doesn't lie. You see, either you code it the right way, talk properly, execute properly, or you code it the wrong way, talk incorrectly, execute incorrectly. And whether you notice or not, as I said, we are coded. And it's sad, a sad code, a monstrosity code. Self-engineering and condition to mistreat, abuse, dominate, and sometimes kill one another. That's a different sort of code, but a code nonetheless. That's the code we seem to have, because the Most High said that in regards to this curse that we are under in that regard, and our relationship with the Creator, and our relationship, unfortunately, with one another. And when sometimes we don't understand why we do what we do. That's where study comes into place. That's why it's imperative that we do what we do as far as these studies are concerned. To understand why you do what you do. Is there a way to stop doing what you're doing? Certainly there is a way. But it's not the continue the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's changing up. It's getting the correct information, then making the correct application as far as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub is concerned, and as far as your brothers and sisters are concerned. Praise and bless his name and magnify his holy name. My soul and all that is within me, as Cartrell says, according to the Most High Word, King David. So you may be wondering, you know, I make mention of we, and we, and when I introduced him, it's not for self-adulation. It's for education, how they got what they got, and how they're getting where they're going, so to speak. Not for self-adulation. This is Sister Abia from New York City. Sister Abia has been getting codified going on 10 years. What I'm saying, she's not simply reading it and putting it on the mantle and using it like a genie in a lamp. She's studying and she's making the right studies and she's making the right application of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub and his people. She is doing so quite well from my bird's eye view. I've been studying with this sister, going on the most part of her studies. She's become a part of the nation building of this nation, a rebuild, a restoration of this nation by virtue of her work with the elders, the executive elders in the nation. And she's on the board of executive elders. Well, you can go to Yah. We'll gather, not us together. Check it out. She checked it out. And not only did she check it out, she became a part of it. And she's been instrumental financially in helping the nation in its restoration and rebuilding, gathering together. Also, in addition to that, she does things privately for so many people. She never said nothing about it, but it just goes to show you, she's not just simply talk. She's about action. The Most High Word is about action, not simply talk. Not simply just saying I'm a Hebrew Israelite. That alone suffice. She knows there are actions required on her part. And she's done that on many occasions. I'm not going to tell you business. I'm sure she aren't either, but I'm just telling you this, tell you that. That she's just not a talker. She's a walker. She's a watcher, as we all should be. And she's not looking for no parade for it. She's simply doing what we all should be doing. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name, and certainly for her. Then Cottrell. Cottrell had been studying the Most High quite a long time, way before he was 14 years old. But he just didn't get the gist of it when he was actually until he became 14 years old. He was disillusioned. You know, he was looking for love in all the wrong places and faces, just like most of us do at that age. Didn't know much about nothing, thought he knew everything about everything. Come to find out he didn't. He was ready to cash in his chips. But the Most High caught him by his coattail, sent him in the way of King Dawood, the Korah, Levite brothers, Asaph, those who wrote the songs that we take comfort in. The Most High, by virtue of his studies, led Cottrell what real love was. He was looking for some real love, just like that song back in the day, I'm looking for some real love. But the Most High gave him real love, which was him. The essence of love. That don't mean he don't get you right, but he loved you. And Cottrell found it out. About putting his trust in the Most High and Most High alone, Cottrell found additional love. He found love for his nation. He found love for the woman of his life, his children, his grandchildren, so on and so forth. Because the Most High knows that simply love for him is not enough to say you love the Most High. You got to love some folks among us. And some you don't even think worth loving, but they ours, and it's true. And Cottrell found that out also by way of the Most High and his studies. In addition to that, Cottrell getting a work to take care and provide for his family. Cottrell, as I said, he's a highly educated brother, but he didn't rest on his laurels with education. He said he needs some gritty money. And what was conducive to bring that money into his lap and provide for his family was carpentry. Cottrell studied carpentry. And he thought that was going to be the plug-in alone, just carpentry alone. Well, I come to find out, Cottrell, maybe he thought that I'm all two-story, three-story, no sweat, man. But I come to find out, Cottrell in New York City was building those high towers. Just like the Twin Tower, the Seven Tower, which he helped build. And it was tremendous heights. Cottrell found, I don't like these heights. And I said, probably tell Cottrell, I don't like you neither. But Cottrell said, that's all right. We're going to work this out. Cottrell went to the Most High again, as we all should do when we got problems. Cottrell went by virtue of those songs again. King Dawood, the Korah, Levite brothers, Asaph, and so on and so forth. He learned that through the Most High, he could hide beneath the pinions of the Most High wings by tackling those heights. He could stand on the Most High rock. The Most High would provide a shield and buckler for him, and even become his high tower while on those high towers, which he did. By virtue of Cottrell going to the Most High and praying every morning before punching the clock, the Most High helped Cottrell overcome his trepidation and fears of height. And every day, Cottrell, in his appreciation, thanked the Most High for conquering his fears that day. Because the Most High don't want you in fear. Cottrell conquered his fears not through the strength of Cottrell. Cottrell conquered his fears through the strength of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless and praise his holy name. And bless him for bringing Cottrell to us. Into his family, into you. Let me bring them on. So, Savia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. You've unmuted me.
My bad. Go ahead, Kadri. Continue on.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Bless you all my soul and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. I thank you for the introduction. It just shows you we have to rely on Yah and teach our children to do the same. my parents taught me to rely on Yah. And I didn't understand it at first, but I came to understand it, like you said. And the more I understood it, the stronger I became, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And that's what the Most High does for you. So you have to try Yah, and you have to prove Yah. So for me, all this information, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, my father and mother giving me, I'm going to try Yah, and I'm going to prove them. And so far, so good. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, God, Jim. Thank you, brother. I'm sorry for calling Sister Abigail name first and introducing you. That was Katria. That is not no Sister Abigail. And but now we're going to bring on Sister Abigail. Sister Abigail, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Oh, boy, that was cute. All praises and glory to you.
Hey, just stop it, Abby. Just stop it. I hear my wife in the background there. You think you're funny, too, okay?
But it was cute. You know, thank you, you know, always for your kind words. But always remember, like you say, I'm nothing special. I'm just one of y'all humble servants. He has many of them, and you and Brother Country L are one of the most blessed ones that I have met. So I just want to say I'm grateful for the show, because you, without you, the show wouldn't be on. You two brothers carry it down and putting out the truth, and that's what we all need, y'all's truth. So I thank you for that, and y'all bless you.
Well, the Most High understanding, as Katria alluded to. If you study the Most High, you'll understand what's going on, what's happening, and you won't be totally confused about anything. You'll know why we're doing it, how we're doing it, and how we can stop it. You'll know what our oppressors doing, how they're doing it, when they're doing it, and how they can be stopped doing it. It just takes initiative on our own end. It takes putting in work, as we're putting in work, holding it down, as you said, and not just simply talking about it, being about it. Katria, you, and many more that's been on this show. Not only us, many more.
And you said something important at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The Most High, as we've been reading in the book of Ezekiel, he brings out our rap sheet real hard, in the book of Ezekiel. We've been reading almost maybe some more chapters, and Yah been railing against us. And then he, like, shifts off into other nations. But he's so angry with our people from the beginning, from the time he saved us out of Egypt up until now. It shows his loving kindness that he has for us to give us the ability to get it right. Because with that rap sheet that our ancient fathers got, that we continue on, I mean, the reputation for our nation is bad. It's not good at all from ancient times till now.
And Cartrell, you said it. And you said it in the first beginning of your statement there, that he's angry with us, and he's got good reason to. Just look at the evidence.
Oh, yeah.
And the evidence don't lie, and the continuum. Not only them, us. We're killing each other. I heard recently in Memphis, activists, a woman of 60-year age, elder like us, was driving her new Affinity. I think my wife said it's an Affinity. And this young sister, you know, like who did it and what for, pulls up on her like she a thug and shoots and kills her sister and takes her car. We're crazy as we want to be out here because we're coded the wrong way. We're under that code of that curse because we want to remain under that curse. It's not by force, it's by choice to remain under this curse.
So it's almost like you talk about, we in this prison industrial complex, right?
Exactly.
And Yah wants to give us clemency. And you only going to get clemency when you go before that parole board and you've been a model citizen in the prison system. You done changed your ways. And trust me, Yah got a parole board, and we all going to have to go before the parole board and state our case before Yah and his parole board.
Praise Yah. And it's got to be coded. It can't be no made-up kangaroo parole board that you've made up according to your own standards and codes of operation. It's got to be the Most High parole board made up with its codification.
And if you meet its codifications at that parole board, it might give you clemency.
Exactly. Well, Cottrell, thank you very much, my brother. Thank you, Sister Abby, my sister. Thank you, fellow students that come along with us, almost 5,000 students as of today. Almost, I ain't checked the numbers lately. I think it was 4,700, but it's almost 5,000 students that study with us. So let's get started. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 36. And the Most High is talking in regards to blessing on Israel. But it comes with some actions upon our part. And the Most High says in the beginning of chapter 36 of Ezekiel, and you, son of man. Who is son of man? Ezekiel. Yah says, prophesied to the mountains of Israel and said, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Elohim. Thus said Yah Elohim. Because the enemy has said of you, talk about this nation and the land, aha, the ancient heights have become ours, but we can get it now. They gone, they in calamity. They are cursed. They are cuckoo for cocoa puff. They don't know which way is up. They don't know what time it is. And they're totally confused about everything. Oh, it's ours now. Therefore, prophesy and said, thus say Yah Elohim. Because they made you desolate. They were complicit in this confederation of making you desolate. They gave you all this idolatry. They assisted you in your abomination and swallowed you up on every side. They were coming at you from all ends. So that you became the possession of the rest. Everybody had a piece of you. And you are taken up by the lips of talkers. And you like listening to talkers. Oh, you like charismatic people. You like the Dr. King type, the Malcolm X type, but the substance of what they talked about and were two dead flies and slaughtered by the people. They talk slaughtered you. Therefore, O mountain of Israel, nation, hear the word of Yah Elohim. Thus said Yah Elohim to the mountains, the hills, the rivers, the valley, the desolate waste, and the city that had been forsaken. All of you, which became plunder and mockery to the rest of the nation all around you, just like we are now. Residual effect. And we think we got it going on. Cartels, right? We some of the passing runners and jumpers and basketball players and musicians and so on and so forth. The essence of us as a nation, rivers, mountains, and so on and so forth. We are a hot mess. Ain't nobody beat the pathway to our doorways for nothing. Just like I said, in regards to that 60-year-old woman. Just like I said, in regards to little children killed in the community. Just like I said, in regards to prostituting your women. Just like I said, young brothers talking about they got a piece of the block. This is my block. Don't come on my block. And don't own a brick on the block. Just terrorize people.
So in your analysis.
Hot mess. Go ahead, Cartrell.
You're talking about the people. But the prophet is prophesying about the land, and it shows you the close relationship that we have with our land, because
exactly.
The Most High made the land desperate, desolate, and he caused
exactly.
our enemy to take over our desolate land. Why would you want to take over a desolate land? Because they knew the value of it, which they do today.
Exactly.
And still blood is being shed on it. It's not yielding its produce like it did in ancient times, but the Most High is prophesying because the land is alive,
mm-hmm.
speaking to the earth. We don't realize
exactly.
that the earth is alone.
Exactly.
The mountains, the rivers, the lakes, the Most High commands all those things. Like
right.
we're seeing in Colorado. The Colorado mm-hmm. River is drying up. The Most High said don't run no more to the Colorado River. Now
right.
millions of people are suffering because y'all shut up and shut down and told the Colorado River not to run. Only
exactly.
y'all does that. Man can't control that.
No. And you're certainly right. In this regard, the blessing on the land, and I'm glad you reposition it back to that, because you know I can go off into a tangent on the people quick, but I'm glad you reposition it in these studies. Thank you very much, my brother. Surely I have
yes,
spoken
sir.
Surely I have spoken in my burning jealousy against the rest of the nations and against all of Edom, who gave my land to themselves. You that gave my land to yourself as a possession, all you nations, with wholehearted joy and spiteful minds. in order to plunder its open country. That's why they want us. They know the value. We don't. You know, I can always go back to us. Therefore, prophesied concerning the land of Israel and said to the mountains, the hills, the rivers, and the valleys, thus said Yah Elohim, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and my fury, because you have borne the shame of the nations because of your actions. Therefore, thus said Yah Elohim, I have raised my hand in the oath that surely the nations that are around you shall bear their own shame as a result of what they're doing to you. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches. You're gonna have a comeback and yield your fruit to what people? Not to Edom, not to the other nations, but my people. For they are about to come. For indeed, I am for you. And I will turn to you, and you shall be killed and sown by the Most High people. And I will bring forth, I will multiply again his people upon you, all the house of Israel, all of it, and the city shall be inhabited by my people. And the ruins reach
how much of it?
All of it.
Did he say 144,000?
No, he said nothing about that. I don't know where you can get that stuff out there. Stop. Stop with that red letter stuff out there. Please stop. City shall be inhabited and the ruins rebuilt. I will multiply on you man and beast, and they shall increase and bear young. I will make you inhabited as informed as time before, and do better for you than at your beginning. When you first start, I'm going to do much better for you. Then you should know that I am the Elohim. Yes, I will cause men to walk on you. My people are those people. They should take possession of you. And you shall be their inheritance, as you should have been. No more say you bereaved them of children. Thus said,
which shows you that the land is alive. How does the land bereave us of children? Most of our settlement caused the land to spit you out. Just like I caused the land to spit the Canaanites out and the Hittites and the Perizzites. Everybody that was doing wickedness on the land got spit out. Why? Because the land is alive. And we lost our children on that land. And he's saying that's not going to happen no more. We're going to take possession, and you will be their inheritance, which we should have never lost. And you will never again bereave them of their children, because the Most High made the land to where it wasn't producing. We couldn't drink. Matter of fact, it got to the point where we were eating our children. That's what
it said. Exactly. Thank you, Katriel. It's very informative. Thus said Yah Elohim, because they said to you, you devour me and bereave your nation of children. That's what they said about you, Israel. Nation, land. Therefore, you shall devour men no more, nor bereave your nation, not any nation, anymore, says Yah Elohim.
Is the land still bereaving people of children, nations of children, right now? Yeah, the Palestinians and the Israelis is going at it.
Yeah.
And they're not at peace. They've been trying to negotiate a Middle East peace treaty since out before we was born.
But it wouldn't ask to have in the first place. That's
exactly.
That's the problem. That's why this land will continue to bereave them. It won't bereave us, but it will continue to bereave them, because that ain't your spot anyway. You didn't come to somebody's house and took over and say you own it. How'd that work out? And y'all fighting over a house that ain't yours anyway. And the house is kicking all y'all out, bereaving all y'all. But y'all have foolhardy pursuits, though. Y'all going to continue to make that house yours, but that house is still bereaving you and your children because it ain't yours in the first place.
Which shows they have no respect for the word of the God of creation.
Mm-hmm.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These people don't know Yah. And they're going to do what they want to do. And they've ignored this prophecy from the prophet, the Messiah, Ezekiel. I have to call him Messiah because that's what he is. He's anointed. He's Christ. He's Messiah, right? He's a priest. And the word from this Messiah is telling prophecy, not just for his time, but for time to come. And words are so important to Yah. And everything the prophet Ezekiel is saying is coming straight from Yah's mouth.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Kachu. Praise Yah comes from the mouth of Yah. Thank you, Kachu. Verse 15. Nor will I let you hear the taunts of the nations anymore. They ain't going to be taunting you anymore. Other nations. Nor bear the reproach of the peoples anymore. Because you're gonna be tied to the ones who you should be tied to. Nor say you cause your nation to stumble anymore. You won't even cause your people to stumble anymore, land. You're gonna love on your people and your people gonna love on you, says Yah Elohim. You're gonna be a part, as you should always been a part of each other. My nation's actions were reflective and caused you to reject them, caused you to be assault, a place of not a refuge, a place where beasts could be at you, other nations could be at you, because what part they played. But all that's going to be remedied when I bring them back. Y'all gonna strike up a love and friendship for one another, an appreciation for one another, and value one another, that y'all going to look out for one another. You land, and you my people.
So think about that. That's pretty deep, right?
Exactly.
What we're going through, our land is going through the same thing.
Exactly.
Right now.
It's suffering too. It's suffering too, Katra.
While we under the rest, while we desolate, our land is going through the same thing.
Exactly. It's suffering.
Like you said, y'all gonna remedy that.
Right.
So the nation's gonna be well.
Yeah, we're gonna have a relationship, a constructive and positive relationship that we should have had in the very beginning.
And we're not talking heaven here, are we?
No. And you know what, Cottrell? And you know what? I value our land, and I want to go back home. One of the reasons why I want to value our land, it's a part of us, and we are part of it. And another thing, Cottrell, Sister Abigail, I thought about that 60-year-old elder that was shot down in the street. I know in our land, there were very few options for people. They couldn't go to prison for 20 years, eat cupcake and bun buns and get out 20 more years and kill somebody else. They had very few options when we were in the right, when we were doing the right thing on the code for Yah's concern. They could only run to those sanctuary cities. And even that, if they didn't win the trial when they got there, and it wasn't an innocent, I ain't talking about just shooting somebody down and taking that property. Even if you went there, you wasn't going to make it. Because they were going to put you on trial, and them headbusters are going to get up with you. And see, that's what's wrong with these other nations, Contra. It's just that. They didn't do any old kind of messy old tacky old way. And then they expect these people to change without any real initiative to change. These people are not trying to get the blood off their hand. They're trying to make more blood in the street. Take their
blood.
Go ahead, Contra.
Like you read yesterday, blood chases blood. The blood that Edom shed is chasing him. And the blood we shed chases us. That's why those that make it, the most actually have to have a clean hands, which means ain't no blood on your hands, and a pure heart. So you out there killing elders, okay, you try that in Saudi Arabia. Or you try that in one of them African nations. America is so free, home of the free, land of the brave, okay. You try that someplace else. You kill somebody's grandmother for a car and see what happens to you.
Didn't that kind of remind you of, like they said, y'all people saying, that go take, if it was back in our land, you would have to run to that sanctuary and then be tried and everything?
Yeah, but even that, I mean,
think that
but Abiyah, that was according to when you were innocent of shedding blood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I said that the woman that did that to shot the woman, she won't make it there. She can't get to those sanctuary. She gets no pass.
No, she wouldn't be sitting up in there 20 years eating cupcakes and buns, okay, waiting to get out to kill somebody else. Okay?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You sure right, Sister Abigail.
She would have had to take that car, use her GPS, try to get to one of the six cities. I'm sure of that. But America is a strange land because blood is spilt in it every single hour of the day. There's no letter. And that blood calls for more blood.
Yeah.
So they don't understand the spirituality of it. But there's spiritual elements that's going on in this country.
Right.
Which is why there is no justice and there is no peace.
There are witchcraft going through and all kind of other abominations and perversions and idolatry. There's all kind of wickedness in this country. And I can see it clear. I can see it clearly, you know, just as crystal clear. And contrary,
Partiality and justice, we just read. Most is watching all the sons that he created on the earth. And he said their responsibility is to take care of the poor, the needy, the fatherless, and the widow, the afflicted. And when he see they're not doing that, they're in trouble. This country is the total opposite of those values.
Well, that's why the land seems to be rejecting this country.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't theirs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, Abigail. And verse 16, the renewal of Israel. Oh, what a wonderful day. Moreover, the word of Yah came to me, saying, who is me? Ezekiel, son of man. When the house of Israel dwell in their land, they defied it by their own ways, actions, and deeds. I didn't do this to them. To me, their way was like the uncleansing, the way they were treating themselves and each other in this land was like the uncleansing of a woman and her customary impurity, her menstrual cycle. They were defiling her, just like a woman that was purging her body, is purging her of her impurities. Well, the way they were treating the land was the same way a woman's body is purging herself of her impurities.
And that's a lesson right there in itself. Because when a woman is in her monthly impurities, you have to back off, huh? You have to back off.
Exactly. Yes. Therefore, I thank you, country.
Some people don't back off.
And that's why they're crazy as hell. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Therefore, I poured out my fury on them. Stop it, Sister Abigail. I know that was funny, but not that funny.
Right.
I heard you over there smug smiling, okay? Okay, sister. You know, I'm just pulling you, lady. Therefore, I poured out my fury on them. For the blood they had shed on the land. Just like the blood they're shedding, innocent blood. That's why this land seems to be rejecting it, even though it's not theirs. The same way we were rejected. And in addition to that, for their idols, as over here, all these kind of idols on every corner, they got warehouses, with which they had defiled it. So I scattered them. What did y'all do? I scattered them among the nations. So don't be getting mad at white folks per se. What part did you play? What part did I play? What part did our ancestors play? They wouldn't have never got anywhere they got unless we played a part, an uncodified part. So what did y'all do? He scattered them among the nations. And they were dispersed throughout the countries. Y'all said, I judged them according to their way. Their ways caused them to fall. And their deeds, when they came to the nations, wherever they went, when they took, they profaned my holy name. When they said of them, the people knew us, and the people know us now. When they said, these are the people of Yah. Yet they have gone out of his land. He's exposed them. But I had concern for my holy name, Yah says, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nation wherever they went, universally speaking. Therefore, I said to the house of Israel, thus said Yah Elohim, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my name. I have a name to stand by. Although you're not standing by, I'm going to stand by my name, which you have profaned among the nations, wherever you went, universally speaking. And I will sanctify my great name, which you don't stand for, which I have to stand up for, which has been profaned among the nations by virtue of your actions and deeds, your idolatry and abomination, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nation shall know that I am the Elohim, says the Elohim Yah. When I'm hollered, I'm going to be hollered in you, whether you like it or not. When I'm hollered in you before their eyes, for I will take you from among the nations, gather, that's why we use that word a lot, gather you out of the countries, bring you into your own land. That's why I'm ready to go. Then I will sprinkle clean. Yeah, go ahead, Cartrell.
This is too powerful to skip over.
Yes.
This prophecy, 22, is the message to us today. Mm-hmm. Tell the house of Israel what Yah says. I don't do this for your sake, not because you're righteous, not because you repented, not because you're holy, not because you're anointed, not because you sanctify house of Israel.
Exactly.
But what y'all doing this for my holy name, which you have profaned amongst the nations where you went? The mere fact that we're in captivity profanes Yah's name. It don't matter what we did. The fact that the nations got control of us and they could do anything they want with us, and Yah's not stepping up in our behalf, that's profaning Yah's name.
And
he said he's
doing
this for his holy name, which you have profaned amongst the nations where you went, huh?
You know what else reminds me of a saying we used to say, or when y'all see what he said, his word is bond. So he's doing it for, in his name's sake, his holy name, not us.
Right.
So it reminds me of, the bond. His word is bond.
Oh, above all things, his word created the heavens and the earth, didn't he? Yah spoke and
yes,
he came into existence, right? So he don't play with words. We play with words.
Right.
And he hates a deceitful tongue. You got to say what you mean and mean what you say. So when he swears, like we getting ready to read, he said, I will sanctify my great name, which hath been profaned amongst the nations. Oh, that day is coming, baby. Which you, Israel, have profaned amongst them. Why? Because we're here in captivity. And they're laughing at us. They're mocking at us. They're taking control of our land. And then he says, then the nations will know that I'm Yah. Oh, they're going to find out too, says Yah. But how are they going to find out? When I am proven holy, not outside of us, but in us before their eyes. What does that mean? Oh, Yah going to prove himself mighty upon us like he did Shimshon and King David and Moses. Oh, that spirit's going to wake up again, and there ain't going to be nothing they can do about it. All the modern technology. You got a brother with a staff that's like, Moses, you in trouble. Yah's spirit is in him. He about to crack open the Atlantic Ocean.
Thank you.
So Yah going to magnify himself in us. He said he's going to take us from amongst the nations and gather us. That's where we get the terminology. Yah will gather us. Because that's what he's declaring. And he's swearing it.
Praise Yah. That's where we get the technology. We didn't make it up. Yah shared it with us. And we're sharing it with you. Thank you, Abiyah. And thank you, Cartrell. Most importantly, thank the Most High. That I will sprinkle clean water on you. And you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness. So if you think you are clean, you're lying to yourselves and I each other. If you simply say, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, that suffice, you're lying to yourself. From all your filthiness and from all your idols, I will give you a new heart. And that's why we always ask you at the end of these study sessions, ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit. And Yah said, and put a new spirit within you. I'm going to recalibrate you, says the Most High. I would take the heart of stone out of your flesh. Because all of us got hearts of stone out of your flesh. I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will pour my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgments and do this. Then, as a result of that, you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And we're going to reconstitute this. You shall be my people. And I will be your Elohim. I will deliver you. Not Yom Suf, not Katriel, not your Moray, not your many splendid leader. Yah said, I will deliver you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain.
So you mean I can't go get baptized and be clean?
Katriel, stop speaking. Stop reading the red letter, Katriel. Stop it.
I thought that was something, man. Baptized, man. You know what I'm saying?
That was a kicker in it. more fabrication and delusion. I will call for the grain and multiply. Y'all said, I'm going to call for the grain and multiply it. And bring no more famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your fields so that you need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations.
So you mean to tell me that the famine in Colorado, y'all's controlling that? The famine out west, y'all's controlling that?
And you didn't have to read the red letter for that. You better believe it.
And you mean to tell me that we're not clean until y'all sprinkles clean water on us, all of us? No matter how much you know.
You better believe it.
No matter how much you know, how wise you think you are, we're still not clean?
Nope.
And Yah said, I'm going to pour my spirit within you. That means you're going to be really connected with the Most High.
You better believe it.
And the new heart you're talking about, we ain't talking about a new ability to think. You got intelligent people whose heart is stony.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And our brothers made a song about it. Some people are made of plastic. Some people are made of wood.
You know,
some people got hearts of stone.
Are made of wood. Yeah. You ain't that kind.
Yep. So that wisdom was still within our family, within our people, because we know people got hearts of stone. Like the Most High turned Pharaoh's heart to stone, stony heart. We better get off that stony heart. And if we don't, yeah, I'm going to change that heart you got.
Anyway.
Anyway. So
do it by choice, not by force. Praise God. Look for that new heart and spirit. Not that lump of meat in you. Not that lump of meat in your chest is pumping blood, but the essence, the core of you, the spiritual value of you, that knows right from wrong and does right instead of wrong. The very essence. That don't go by what other people are saying in regards to Moses, in regards to Samson when he got his stuff together, in regards to Queen Esther, in regards to Mordecai, in regards to Daniel, in regards to Ezekiel, in regards to Isaiah, Jeremiah, so on and so forth, Deborah, the women that saved our nation in misery, that not going by what the national standard, kill them little niggas, no, doing what they knew was right. The essence, the core of them, the spiritual value of them, the connectedness with the Most High of them. They see, not this piece of meat in your chest, but the motivating, they compels you to do what's right there, compares you and keeps you spiritually alive. It keeps you connected with the Most, that proportion system, the spiritual portion system.
And I'm going to show you where that test of the heart is going to come in, Yom Suf.
Because
the Most High said he's going to take us from the nations that we've been scattered amongst, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to stay right here. They think their future is America. They think their future is in Babylon. And they ain't going to want to go. Why?
No.
Because it's sitting in the heart. They think their future is right here. Well, Yah said, well, I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all the countries, not some of them, all of them, and bring you into your own land. Some people are going to have a problem with that. Some people are going to have a problem with that.
And by the look, Montreal and Sister Abigail, them want to stay in these Western Hemisphere countries. don't seem to be working out well for them now. That's the action of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So by all
he didn't say he's gonna send Messiah or Moses or Jesus or anybody else to do it. He said, "I'm gonna do it." Right?
Exactly.
I will take you from
exactly.
the nation. And we better be patient, and we better be waiting for that.
And that's point blank, Cottrell. There's no misinterpretation of that. That's point blank. Mm-hmm. Okay, straight to the point. Yah says, "Not for your sakes I do this," says Yah. Mm. "Let it be known to you." And here's what the Most High says: we ought to be feeling at this juncture. You know, me feeling just because I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I got a little money. I got a little education. I know a little bit more than Yom Suf. I know a little bit more than Cartrell. I know a little bit more than Sister Adia. Yah tells all of us, "Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel." Point blank, straight to the point. Ain't nobody got nothing to be lifting their chest up about. Yah said, "Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel."
Yeah. Yes. Miss verse 31.
Okay. "Then you remember your evil ways and your deeds that are not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight." If you ain't loathing yourself, your mind ain't right. If you walk around here beating your chest, wearing finery, and thinking you the best thing since sliced bread, and your so-and-so don't speak, y'all ought to be loathing. Yom Suf should loathe himself. I should be
all of
loathed.
Us.
All of us. But Yom Suf should be loathing himself. Not thinking I'm better than Cartrell, or thinking I'm better than the next brother and a sister. Or thinking that my so-and-so don't speak. Right. I could loathe.
Let me ask you this. So, like, say as of today, if I was speaking for all myself, if I loathe what I did in my past, isn't this still going through now? Like, I loathe the things that I did in my past that was so wrong and dirty and unclean.
Yeah, you should.
That's why we read about our ancient fathers, what made the Most High so angry.
Right.
We have to see how the Most High sees us, not how we see ourselves,
yeah.
how other
right.
people see us. We have to see ourselves how Yah sees us. And Yah says, we all, how many of us? All filthy.
Yeah.
I need to clean you up. When I bring you out, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Loathe yourself for what you've done. And so we reach that point. We ain't right. No matter who you think we are.
If I recognize that.
I know what you're saying. But listen to what the Most High says. The Most High says, until that juncture, when I've taken you back and cleaned you up and sprinkled you and got rid of your filth, I don't care what you did in the past. Just work on what you're doing now, as far as I'm concerned. But you still ain't nothing to be talking about like you all that. And all of us are dirty out here, regardless of how much work we put, how long we've been putting in work. Continue to put in that work. Continue to do what the Most High says. But that's not for step adulation. That's for codification. Because even that
right,
means,
what I was leading to. So that's part of my codification. That's what
right,
I was leading to.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's what I was leading to.
Let me get off your foot.
That's what I was asking. Like as
right,
I'm coming
right.
along, I'm being codified. So that's
yeah.
part of codification.
Exactly. You're right.
And
my
so
bad.
Then I know y'all can do it.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. Like I said, we all dirty. I did some dirty mess. Stepped on your toes. I'm sorry. Okay?
All right.
So, yeah. It sound pretty impressive when you introduce me as a fellow student on the show. Yeah, Cottrell
right.
from 14 years old studying. Y'all know y'all. I'm filthy too, just like y'all. Even though
mm-hmm.
I know y'all since 14, y'all still looking at me. I need to clean you up, my man. I need to clean you up. Sprinkle clean water on you because you're filthy. Straight
yes.
up. if you've been in prison for a long time, right? The first thing you want to do is take a shower, a hot bath, because you know you're filthy.
It's true. Take it from an ex-fool's advice. It's true.
Well, I know you know, y'all. So
you know, I know.
You've ever been locked up, the first thing you get out, you want to take a shower, a bath.
You
want to
take a good shower.
Take that vibe off you.
But you know what, Cottrell? What it does, and that's what it ought to do, it's designed to do. Put us all in the same boat together. But don't nobody be sitting on a ship captain deck thinking he better than everybody in the whole world. Okay? Ain't nobody going to be on that ship captain deck like he better than everybody in the whole. All of us dirty in this hole. Just work.
Right.
Just put in the word. Put in the word. Put in the word. Because the Most High going to work it out. You follow the Most High commands and instructions. You do what the Most High. You cry out to the Most High. You pray for our fathers, our ancients and mothers. You pray for ourselves. And you continue applying the Most High word to your life. Because in the five and now, ain't nobody special than the next one. Man, woman, and our child. Because the Most High. All of y'all. Just
our people think. Our people think our history was great and glorious and magnificent. But when we see Yah's rap sheet on our nation, it ain't that good.
No, not good at all. And
to the degree he's telling us, we need to prepare to beat. We need to repair the breach spiritually for what our ancient fathers did. And what did they do? They profaned Yah's name.
Mm-hmm.
Our ancient fathers profaned Yah's name. He's telling us to scatter y'all. Your children, we just children that's been scattered. And the fact that we are scattered in this captivity, it profanes Yah's name. And that's the problem. And to think that, you know, we're so great, you know, individually, that's what got us in trouble in the first place.
Exactly.
He's king, he's leading us in the wrong direction.
True, God. And some of us still don't get it today, God.
We better get it. We don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, some people that don't get it, when y'all come to get us to take us back, some people have problems
because
they think it's about them.
And that's the problem. That's what got us in this boat we're in together. And that's what got us all filtered together, individual pursuits of glory and adulation. It's all about me. I'm something special. And the nation ain't going to make it without me. You crazy as hell if you think the nation ain't going to make it without you. The nation don't need Yum Suit. Yom Suf needs this nation, and you need this nation, and you better get it under, put it in your peace pipe and smoke it. You ain't no better than Yom Suf, and Yom Suf ain't no better than you. What you need to be doing is working with us, not on our last nerve. Go to YahwehGatherUs.UsTogether. Learn to work with your brothers and sisters to solve some problems instead of killing them, mistreating them, talking about them, lying on them, stealing from them, prostituting them, and so on and so forth. The nation don't need no one individual. The nations need the nation. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I had to get
the website is YahwehGatherUs. It's not YahwehGatherUsTogether. That's what he said. YahwehGatherUsTogether. He will. But the website is YahwehGather.us.
Cottrell, you telling me this in the right ear. Wife pat me on my shoulder. Tell me this in the left ear. Abby, y'all over there telling me that in sound, in radio land. But somebody gets y'all to break. But y'all right. My bad. My bad. All right. Thank you, Katya. Thank you, wife. Thank you, Abby, y'all. Thus said y'all. Thank you, Katya, again. Thus said y'all. On the day that I cleanse you from your iniquity, I will also enable you to dwell in the city, thy city, and the ruins, our ruins, shall be rebuilt. Because all our cities, all our nations are not rebuilt, not by one section of the nation.
Did that happen when they sacrificed Jesus on the cross?
I don't know nothing about that. I keep telling you, guys. I don't read that. I don't read fantasy. I don't read fairy tales, country. Okay.
So wait a minute. What verse did you read that at? What verse was that you just
read? I read that in verse 33. I think it was
33. What did y'all say? In the day that I cleanse you from your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited and the waste places to be built.
Right.
I don't see any sacrifice at all in there.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I don't read fairy tales, Katya. The desolate land should be tilted instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by, as they are now. So they would say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, our land.
Wow.
Our nation.
Wow.
And the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited by Yah's people. Then the nations which are left all around you shall know that I, the Elohim, has nobody else has, not Jesus, not the Holy Spirit, not the red letter people. The Elohim have rebuilt the ruined places and planted what was desolate. I, the Elohim, has spoken it, and I do it. I'm a Elohim of my word, and you better believe it, thus says Yah. Hey, that's not reading. That's my interpretation. Thus says Yah, Elohim. I will also let the house of Israel inquire of me to do this for them. I will increase their men, our nation, national men, like a flock, not like a pride, an animal pride, like sheep, like a flock offered as holy sacrifice to these men. I ain't playing. I'm not running up to y'all like your shit. He don't need all that. Like a flock offered as a holy sacrifice. Like the flock. On this feast day flock. I keep saying that flock. Not lying. Not a pride. Definitely not gay pride. On his feast days, so shall the ruined city be filled with flocks. Not prides of men, humble men and women. Then you should know that I am a humble men and women that are driven by me, who are judged by me, who are taken care of by me, who know their place, ain't trying to be the Lion King, a Lion King. Either way, not them kind of men, humble men and a women. I don't need no pride. I need flocks. I need humble men and women who listen, who follow instructions as flocks do. Praise God's holy name. I love that word, country, a flock.
Praise That's a God. Funny word, man. That's a
it
funny
is.
Word.
And
you know, around with
yeah.
the lion's paw, lion of Judah. Oh, okay. King David himself. King David himself said he was part of that flock. Because he said, Yah is my shepherd. And the shepherd, if you got a shepherd, that means you flock, brother.
Exactly.
But you better not mess with that flock, because that flock is a ferocious flock.
You better believe
it. Okay, it ain't the average, ordinary flock.
No, it ain't.
But it's Yah's flock. Okay, that's a funny word. And the thing is, Yahshu.
Yes.
Our sister's out here looking for a good man.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I said he's going to make a flock of good men.
Good men.
They're going to be G.I. Joe and Macho men. They're going to be Yah's flock. Men kind of like King David.
What their excuse going to be then with all these flock of men?
I don't know.
Coming?
It won't be none. It won't be none.
Okay. Well, I hope they flocking with the flockers. Have you? You're going to be flocking with the flockers.
I'm not worried about it because when I get a man, I know it's coming from Yah. Other than that, I ain't worried about none of it.
Well, you gonna be flocking. Okay, let's get.
They gonna be flocking.
Flocking is a loaded word, like Cottrell said. It is loaded. Okay.
Yeah. The men gonna be flocking.
I'm gonna be flocking. Not in a nasty way, a dirty way.
So think about this, Yamsu. With all this flock talk, you might have to change your name from Yamsu Ari to maybe
Yamsu Flocker.
Big Brothers.
Yamsu Flocker? Hey, look here. Brother Abraham changed his name. He came out of Yamsu Flocker.
Because we know ain't no lions up in the flock, brother. Ain't no lions up in the flock.
Godrea, whatever he word for fucker, I can certainly change a yum soup. All right. Godrea, Sister Abby, I love y'all, man. Y'all got the mics.
Praise up.
Praise y'all.
Praise
up. What a powerful chapter.
It was.
But this is all prophecy from an anointed, a Christ, a Mashiach. Our people want messiahs. They want Christ. We got them. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah. Are you listening to what they say? Because these men are anointed. And they're speaking words of power, not just to us individually. They speak in power to the nations, the word of the Most High.
Right.
So you can listen to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, and Mary if you want to. But this brother right here, Ezekiel, we don't call him by title. We just say Ezekiel. But he's the priest and a prophet at the same time. Wow.
And now, gotcha, as Abiyah said, like we holding, we just holding down what he's talking about. He's really holding it down.
And his words are so comforting. We hear Israel getting beat up. We hear the rap sheet all the time. But we can lean on the prophet Ezekiel for comfort because he's telling us our future. It's going to happen. Regardless of what we see, what we think, what we feel, Yah's painting the picture. He's laying out his plan. For us as people, Israel, they're going to be my nation. They're going to get their land back. All these things are going to happen for us if we're on that coded path. That's
exactly
what it takes.
Praise Yah, Katra. And Katra, if people don't know what we are in the eyes of the Most High, they will know chapter 37, the one to come. And if you don't know why we do what we do and how we do what we do and why we're so miscodified, you'll see chapter 37 tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Oh, but even before we get to 37, it was explained right here.
Right.
Yah's angry because these people know us. Are these Yah's people who we have in captivity? In their mind, Yah is weak. Yah ain't got no power. We got y'all. We dominating y'all. We exploiting y'all. We killing y'all. We stomping y'all. Where's your God? That's what they're asking. Yah saying, y'all profaning my name. Y'all profaning my name.
And
I'm
going to
take my people. And y'all going to know that I'm Yah. Both you and the nations. The land going to know. The people going to know. We going to know. And it's all because of what we do. Huh?
I understand what King Dog was saying in those prayers and those songs. Don't let no iniquity have dominion over me, keep me separated away from you. I can understand that. I know you can understand. I know Sister Abby, I can understand. I know many of you understand that. Okay.
And this chapter we just read explains it all. Most High is angry because of our iniquity. Because we're filthy and all the other things that we've read in the book of Ezekiel about us, the worst rap sheet in the book of the scriptures, our worst rap sheet, the prophet Ezekiel laid it out. But with that bad rap sheet that he laid out, here we go now. We got the hope. Are you ready for it? This is the ticket you want to get. You want to be on board this train right here. When Yah restores us and renews us. It takes us back to our inheritance. That's what we want. Ain't we tired? Ain't we sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Yeah.
Yah said, turn around. I will swiftly judge your adversaries. But we have to do it as a nation. I can't do it by myself. Our people got to wake up to smell the coffee. So we're trying to wake y'all up because we're running out of time. Y'all's coming.
You better believe it, Cartier. You better believe it's happy. He's coming.
Oh, I believe it. I see it.
I mean, you can, the evidence don't lie. Just look at the universe.
That's right.
Look at these crazy humans that don't have Yah in their life. Everything is indicative and concert where Yah is in his word. The evidence doesn't lie. We lie to ourselves and or each other. But the evidence that the earth does not lie, the way humans are treating one another does not lie, and the way we are treating each other does not lie. We need to get with the program. It's just that simple. We try to make everything harder because we want to do what we want to do, how we want to do, and when we want to do it, and think that would suffice with the Elohim. No, it would not.
So imagine if all mankind followed Yah's codes, would it be a better place to live in the world?
Better.
Of course. Yes.
And that's Yah, that's all Yah's asking for. It's not too hard. Turn from your wicked ways, mankind, because Yah's coming with that fire.
Exactly.
He works this out among them all, for real.
Yep. Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay, I interrupt you. Go ahead, continue.
I just want to say we thank Yah for his loving kindness and his tender mercies for giving us another chance, a chance. Because with that rap sheet, we shouldn't even be on this Blog Talk show.
Praise Yah, Kasha. You know, the Atlantic says that this country is heading toward a situation more violent than politically, more violent than the so-called Civil War, where they drunk tea on the battlefield and slapped each other with their gloves, and they murdered a lot of us and us. Okay? It was called civil. I don't know how civil that was, but that was a name, pretty names for violent situations. They said things are projected to be much more worse than the so-called Civil War. So that's another reason, a good reason why we need the God of Abraham, Isaac, and to become familiarized with him, to see him that he truly is. Because if you can trust in men, surely, don't you think it would be much more advantageous for you to trust in your Creator? I do. Well, Katriel, Savia, we're ready for a beautiful songs of King Dawood, Korah, Levi Brothers, ASAP, and so on and so forth.
Yes, sir. So, Psalm 77.
No. Did you say, Pastor?
The 77 song?
You were 83.
Psalm 83.
Yeah, bro, we've been past 70.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we've been past 70, my brother. Way
my computer jumped up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, bro, I'm telling you. The folks playing tricks on you, homie. The FBI is messing with the CIA, Homeland Security. They are messing with you, bro.
They got serious problems on their hands. They need to be worried about us because we ain't threatening them.
Yeah, but they got their eyes on us, brother.
They better because the Most High going to be with us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They know what they've done to Yah's people. Yah going to take us back. That's what he just said.
Praise Yah.
And he's not going to keep silent like the prophet or the songster Asaph is about to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yah.
Praise
Yah. Praise glory to the Holy One of Israel, our creator, the maker of the heavens and the earth, and all that's in them is, even us. How I had a stiff-necked Israel. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Plead to you, Yah, that you open up our eyes, our hearts, give us a new heart, pour your spirit upon us, that we may follow your ways. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
83rd Psalm by Asaph. Yah, don't keep silent. Don't keep silent and don't be still, Yah. Uh-oh, we don't want you. These people don't want us to stir the God of our fathers up, do they? With these kind of prayers. Because Yah have been silent for a while now.
Exactly.
But behold, your enemies are stirred up. And we see that, don't we? Those who hate you have lifted up their heads. When they hate us, they hate Yah. Make us fire with cunning against your people. Just what I said. When they hate us, they hate Yah. Why do they hate us? Why do they hate Yah? They plot against your cherished ones. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation. That's what they've done, right? We don't even know we're a nation. We're black, we're Negro, we're colored. Educated people calling our people black voters, black communities, black politicians. They should be ashamed of themselves. And we have been destroyed as a nation. We don't know our ethnicity, our mother tongue, our land, the land we come from. We destroyed it. And what have they destroyed? What nation have they destroyed? The name of Yisrael may be remembered no more. Do we remember that we Israelites? Or you're in some kind of cult? some black Hebrew identity extremists. No, they plotted to take the name of Israel away from us. We got master's name now, Williams, Johnson, Jones, Smith, right? Brown, Green. That's your name now. But we are Yah's cherished ones. They said, come, let us destroy them as a nation, which they've done. Anybody else on the planet know their nationality, their ethnicity, their roots and their culture, their history. But us as a people, we name ourselves after religion. I'm Baptist, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, I'm Father Center. I'm Jehovah Witness. I'm Seventh-day Adventist. But they have conspired together with one mind, one intent. They formed an alliance against you. When they formed an alliance against us, they formed it against Yah. The tenth of Edom. We read about Edom, our brother, and the Ishmaelites, our cousins. Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal, Ammon, and Amalek. Amalek and Edom is one of the same. Philistia. Those are the Hamites, but the inhabitants of Tyre. We read about Tyre. Tyre thought they was bad. They had the little island. Yah, so I'm going to smash y'all. Assyria. We know Assyria put us in bondage, the northern kingdom. And they was mean dudes. They take your eyes out when they conquered you. They cut your groin off, made you a what they call it? Eunuch. These Assyrians. Yah smashed them too. All these nations we're reading about, they're not nations anymore. They have helped the children of Lot, Moab and Ammon. Do to them as you did to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the rivers of Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became the dung as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeab. Yes, all their princes like Zebah and Zalmunna, who say, let us take possession of Elohim's pasture lands. That's synchronicity, right? We just read about that. These people took our land, made it desolate because we were kicked out. Mosai scattered us. And they glory. They say, oh, we're going to take the possession, the high mountains, the hills, the rivers. And that's what they did. My Elohim, make them like tumbleweed. You know what tumbleweed is, right? Tumbleweed is not rooted. You blow on tumbleweed, and it just goes where the wind blows, like a chaff before the wind. As the fire that burns the forest, as the flame that sets the mountains on fire, which we're witnessing out west in California and other places, when Yah sets mountains on fire, walks on fire, it's not a pretty thing. So pursue them with your tempest. And anytime you see the forest and the mountains burning, you got to know that's Yah's tempest. And terrify them with your storm. Yeah, they about to brace themselves for this hurricane season that's about to come on. Because only Yah controls those things. Fill their faces with confusion that they may seek your name. Yeah, make them say it's an act of Yah and ask Yah for his mercy, just like us. Let them be disappointed and dismayed forever because their plan, their plot to destroy us as a nation has not worked. Here we are waking up. We know Israel. We know you took away our name, and you got to be disappointed that we're waking up. Yes, let them be confounded and perish. They're trying to figure out, how do we find out that we were Israelites? And the next thing is the next thing that comes in the judgment, when they're confounded and disappointed and dismayed, they're going to perish, that they may know that you alone, not with anybody else, not with his son, whose name is Yah, the Most High over all the earth. And that's what we're reading about, Yah's dominion, his plan, the future plans for his creation, planet Earth and the heavens. So we give thanks and praise. I really didn't realize that Asaph wrote this song. This is a crucial song, which explains the conspiracy against us as a people. Why are we in the churches? Why are we in the mosques? Why are we in the islands calling ourselves by islands and still our slave master's names? So hopefully we'll wake up. Yah will continue to wake us up and execute his plan for his name's sake, which is really all that it's really for. So we give praise and thanks to the Holy One of Israel for maintaining his word through these scriptures that we read. Amazing that these scriptures are still alive. Yah's word is still with us, and we pray that we take it to heart so that we can change our ways. All praise to the Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him.
Praise Yah, Katrell. Wonderful job, my brother. Wonderful job, Aliyah. Wonderful job, students. And please let's come back again and do these wonderful stories to magnify the name of the Most High, to not profane His name. And please, fellow students, please, 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 ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit so you can help facilitate these studies, help understand the Most High and your relationship with Him, and know what's really going on in the world. Because you're totally confused about everything if you don't. Praise and bless the Most High name and magnify His name. Thank you again for Cartrell and his humility and love for the Most High. Thanks again for Sister Abby, her love and humility for the Most High and this nation. Because without this nation, we're nothing. And if you think you're something special, you're only lying to yourselves and each other. You know better than the rest of us. Learn to get along with us. Learn to work with us. Learn to cry out to the Most High with us. Learn to pray for our ancestors together. Learn to pray for ourselves together. Learn to stop being in new religions. And stop being religions. Stop being idols. Stop being the people you were meant to be. People of the Most High. Praise and bless His holy name. Katria and Sister Avia, any closing remarks?
All I have to say is stop trusting and believing in your enemy's promises. Trust in Yah's promises. Pray up and stay safe. So, shalom and good night.
Avia, I got to say amen and amen and amen and amen again.
Praise Yah.
Praise
you. Yeah, such powerful lessons that we read, and I hope that we absorb the wisdom that's in it, because the Most High's word is not about religion. He's telling us, when you think about idols, every idol that you think about is related to a religion, and nowhere in God speaking about is idol worship. He's speaking about a nation, and everywhere that he's speaking is about his particular nation. So we've been lied to by the ministers and preachers who tell us that the Bible is a religious book. We're understanding and seeing that the Most High is speaking about His plan for His creation, and He's talking in terms of nations. He judges nations, and He's picked the nation and chosen the nation that He scattered to the other nations, and He's going to take back from the nations, and nowhere in it are we talking religion. So this particular song tells us we lost our nationality, and that's the thing that our people have to pay attention to. Unfortunately, we don't, but the Most High is going to rectify that when He takes us back in a religious way, a spiritual, more powerful way, because He's going to show that He is God. And when He shows that He's God, the people are going to realize that what we've been reading is the truth. So everything we've read is true. We have been destroyed as a nation, and Yah only talks about this nation as a nation. So let's wake up, clean ourselves up,
praise Yah,
and join ourselves together as a nation.
Praise Yah. And Cartrell, on that note, I got to say in your regard, what you just said, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise Yah.
All day, every day.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's angels that do that all day, every day. Just praise Yah, sing to Yah, give praise to Yah all day, every day.
Yeah.
Angels.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. Well, Cartrell, let's get out of that hard heart. And let's find the right heart and the right spirit that the Most High requires of us. Let's get on.
And He'll give it to you. Like He said, be ready. He said He'll give it to us.
Ask
along with His spirit.
Test Him. We love the Most High. We hope you love Him too. And we hope you keep coming back to study along with us. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. Shalom and good night.
real good.